In today's episode of Crypto Over Coffee, we're talking about the truth about AI crypto coins and how you might want to play the AI crypto narrative. Now, I think there are some issues that you need to be aware of, but I also think that it's a pretty good opportunity for you to do well in the market based on the movement of money in the crypto space based on narratives. So before we get started, make sure you hit the subscribe button and follow me on your podcast platform of choice. Now, I want to thank the sponsor of today's episode of Crypto Over Coffee, iTrust Capital, which is my go-to place for cryptocurrency individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. Now, I have a personal IRA with iTrust Capital, and I trade in that account tax-free on a day-to-day basis, being able to take advantage of the daily moves of cryptocurrency. And depending on your specific tax situation and the type of IRA that you choose, you may be able to defer or make capital gains tax-free when you take distributions from the account. Please check out iTrust Capital using the link below and make sure you consult a tax or accounting professional so that you can get the best advice for what fits your situation the best. A couple weeks ago, actually probably a little more than that now, maybe well over a month ago, I made a video about the crypto bull run narratives that people should watch. And in that video, I mentioned that the artificial intelligence or AI narrative was one that you should watch, but you should be careful about because of the prevalence of scams and other things. And we're going to get into all of that in just a second. But a lot of people responded to me on that video, either sending me DMs, tweeting me on X, or commenting on the video directly, or leaving me messages in the suggestion box on the podcast saying, hey, I think you're hating on the AI narrative. I think it's going to print millionaires this year. I think it's one of the biggest narratives of the bull run. So I wanted to make this video to expand upon my thoughts on the AI crypto narrative and how you can play the AI narrative on your own if you're interested in doing so. So first of all, why artificial intelligence? Why AI? And why are we thinking about this as a crypto narrative? The reason is because the entire technology world right now is fixated and investing ridiculous amounts of money in artificial intelligence. And it is not so different than what we saw with gaming in the previous cycle. There was money being pumped into gaming and metaverse that was beyond belief. And frankly, back then, most of the projects in gaming and metaverse had very little to offer, very little to show for the money that was invested in them. So it was almost blind investment. Now, artificial intelligence is slightly different in this case because the technology has, in many cases, product market fit already. We're talking, generally speaking, artificial intelligence in industry, not just related to crypto. And you also have really powerful signals around the development of this technology and how it's going to impact things like content creation, data analytics, and also the way we interact with technology on a day-to-day basis, from interfaces to processing and all that sort of thing. So we take that foundational knowledge that artificial intelligence is a hot narrative in technology in general. So you shouldn't be surprised that in crypto, the land of speculation, you're going to have projects trying to tap into that interest in artificial intelligence around the market, both to attract investor capital, which is not as easy as it used to be to get, but also in order to drive investment from secondary sales, from retail, etc. So that's where the AI crypto narrative comes from. And the reason I said in that video about my bull run narratives that people should be careful with this is because eventually the music will stop and you will find that a lot of the projects in the AI space in crypto don't actually have product market fit. They don't actually have a product in many cases, and they will eventually fail. And that's fine. That doesn't mean you can't participate in this and you can't find those niches and those little areas of the AI crypto space that have plenty of opportunity and plenty of upside. Now, I'm traditionally a fundamentals guy. I don't like doing TA. I think that's stuff that other people like to do, and that's great. I'm not a big believer in it. I'm sure it works for some. I'm not totally convinced. So I'm a fundamentals person. I'm also a technology guy. So I think about this from the perspective of, does the technology that is being applied or being plied by this particular project apply to a problem? Does it solve a problem? How big is that problem? What value is there to a token in order to solve that problem? Do you need a token to solve that problem? And so I looked at a lot of projects in the past through that lens. The problem is that that doesn't always optimize for profits, right? And people are in the crypto space for profits. You hear it time and time again. That is the focus. So people who want to play this AI crypto narrative for profits are probably going to have to ignore that part of it. They're going to have to ignore the fundamentals analysis around whether or not there's product market fit, whether or not there's a technology fit, and whether or not a token is really necessary to achieve that product market fit or the goal of solving that problem. So with that in mind, in the AI crypto space, the reason I mentioned in that video that I mentioned before that you need to be careful is because of that exact reason. So with this information, we now can understand that there's probably lots of opportunity in AI. And if you know when to take money off the table, you can still do really, really well in the AI space. And there are a few particular use cases for this technology that I think actually do have legs that you could see projects succeeding past this bull market when that narrative cools down. And it will eventually cool down as the bull market cools down, I'm sure, and money will rotate into other areas. So let's talk about some of the project niches or use cases that I actually like, that I actually think make a lot of sense in terms of the combination of crypto and AI, because there's kind of limited overlap, despite what people might tell you online. Artificial intelligence doesn't really need crypto, or doesn't necessarily really need a token. It may need the cryptographic verifiability and the immutability of a blockchain, but it may not necessarily need a token. So you think about it the other way, does crypto really need AI? Not really either. So you have to be cognizant of that fact and understand that the narrative, the hype cycle, the capital inflow is largely due to speculation and excitement around artificial intelligence and less so about the match made in heaven between AI and crypto holistically across the board. But there are a few use cases, like I mentioned, that I think you could consider to be of value. The first one of those kind of bridges into the world of DePIN, and that's decentralized physical infrastructure. And that is this trend around access to graphical processing units or GPUs, or just generally compute. It's the infrastructure that artificial intelligence developers and projects will need to actually train their models, run their models, and create things on top of the foundations of the artificial intelligence models that they're using. And compute right now is a major arms race. The world of semiconductors and chips and GPUs, etc., all of that stuff right now is squarely in focus, both from a geopolitical perspective, but also from a technology company perspective. For a long time, organizations working on AI at scale, like Tesla, for example, were compute constrained, meaning they had sort of the conceptual model for what they wanted to accomplish, but they could not get their hands on the actual compute power they needed to accomplish that goal in terms of training and modeling, etc. And so now we're starting to see this decentralized physical infrastructure play emerging with the confluence of AI and crypto. And it's not really about AI specifically, it's about the infrastructure you need to do things with AI or to build things in the AI space. So it's kind of DePIN and AI mixed and mashed together. And I'm not going to mention project names, because if I mention project names, people are going to go and buy those things. And I don't want you to do that. I want you to research these things and figure out which projects make sense for you. Look at the niche, look at the use case, and find the projects that you like. So this particular concept actually makes sense. A token makes sense in this environment where you have a decentralized sort of community or organization or marketplace around compute, where if I am an owner of, say, a rack of GPUs, I can connect to this decentralized network. People can pay in the network token and build tokenomics around this, build an economy around this for people to basically rent or lease my compute for the task that they're trying to achieve. So this lowers generally the capital expenditure one would need in order to access or tap into GPUs for a particular project. I think that actually has legs. I think there's a reason why one might want a token economy. And in order to do that really effectively, and the only reason you would need a token is if it is truly a decentralized project. Now, you'll see people just basically using tokens as a means of exchange in a centralized environment, saying, I've got two data centers filled with compute that you can use. All of it is owned by me, the project founder, and you can pay in tokens to access it. At that point, you may as well just pay in dollars. The token is not really doing you any good in that particular use case. So it has to be a decentralized compute network. There are some great examples of that that have done really well over the last couple of years. And there are going to be tons and tons and tons of new projects doing this exact thing. You're already seeing them popping up day in and day out. So those projects are going to do well because of the hype around AI. And so you should be aware of that, though. The reason that they're almost all going to do well, at least in a certain scale, is because of that narrative, not because every project actually has value. Okay, so that's one use case. It's sort of the infrastructure around building an economy around the infrastructure, the compute that one needs for AI. The second one is sort of more general to one of the biggest monetizable aspects of AI, and that is the data itself. So training data and creating data marketplaces and people creating transformations of data that then they can sell to other people for consumption. So open data marketplaces. There's a project that comes to mind that I've covered on the channel before that fits this market exactly. For those of you who are OGs, you may know exactly what it is, and there you go. I'm not going to mention it by name for the reasons I already stated. So data marketplaces, I think, are also another area where crypto and the foundations of AI actually make sense. And you're seeing those projects that have these data marketplace concepts going for a while and training data marketplaces starting to really double down on that AI narrative. And again, it makes sense. They want people to invest in their project, so they're going to try and tailor what they're doing towards AI. That, again, I think has some degree of fit between AI narrative and crypto and why you would need a token. Again, it's that same model. It's someone has a resource that they want to make available in a decentralized marketplace, and they want to sell that or lease that to people in the native token. I think that what's interesting is that some of these projects may be able to also embed artificial intelligence models sort of in that foundational economy so people can make transformations of data and also utilize the infrastructure piece that we talked about in the first use case to make transformations of data and then sell it, right? So what's interesting is you're probably going to continue to see partnerships and coalitions forming between these different projects, the infrastructure provider type projects or DPIN projects, the data marketplace projects. And then you're probably going to lastly see people in this third category where I think there is some fit. And I think it is the holy grail of use cases for AI and crypto. And that is the ownership and provability and verifiability of the product of generative AI models. And so let me clarify what I mean by that. So the best example that I can think of, and one that you're seeing lots of thought leaders in the technology space talking about, is the dangers of AI. The dangers of AI being deepfakes, creating indiscernible, lifelike copies by voice and visual representation of a person and circulating that online. So it could be a video of a CEO making some crazy remark or articulating a strategy that tanks the stock price or drives up the stock price artificially. So the ability for people to abuse generative AI and AI in general is extremely, extremely, extremely high. And the misinformation campaigns are going to be enabled immensely and already are by AI. So it's going to be very difficult for people, for human beings, to discern what is real and what is not. And it is already difficult today. So there is a thought now that the technology behind crypto and related to blockchain technology specifically can aid in this process of providing some degree of verifiability to the origin of a piece of content. That's one aspect of it. The other one is for people who are artists, people who are creators that use this technology, being able to attribute derivations of existing work from models to the original author and doing automated copyright and royalty execution. So being able to say, this model used source content from this artist, which I can sort of verify on a blockchain, and then I can, on an automated basis, pay royalties to that particular creator when their work is used in derivation to produce something new using a model. So again, these are sort of pie in the sky concepts right now, but there are surely projects that are working on this. If you create an economy around creating content using AI and being able to fairly compensate creators to show the origin of a piece of content and to show ownership of a piece of content, whether joint or sole, I think it is going to be very, very, very valuable. In fact, critical to the mainstream adoption of AI for creative purposes. The last thing I'll say on this also is that when you think about cryptocurrency and what it could lend to this type of environment is preventing spam attacks, creating an economic loss potential for someone to create this massive spam campaign. And it's the same model you see for anti-spam on blockchain networks themselves, right? You have fees, you have a fee market in blockchains, and this fee market basically dissuades would-be attackers or spammers from bringing down the network, because to do it, it will cost you X amount. Obviously, it creates an economic disincentive for you to attack the network with spam. I think the same thing could be done in an environment around AI to prevent content-related spam, to also meter the usage of these AI models. And lastly, to disincentivize people from creating potentially nefarious content. So these are conceptual, but you're going to start to see projects in crypto using this as their guiding light and building things in that direction. So those are three use cases that I think AI and crypto fit together for. Now, there may be others. You may have ones where you think, oh, you should add this to the list, Shoshi, and that's cool. Please let me know in the comments what you think. And I'm not saying that no other projects and no other use cases are going to be successful. I'm sure they will. And so that brings me to my next point, which is, how do you play the AI narrative? Now, there are a lot of people on X and on YouTube are going to say, just spray money into any AI-related project that you can find, and you're going to get a 2X, a 5X, a 10X, whatever. Okay, that is at best a maybe. And frankly, I think if you make that your approach, you are going to suffer mightily, because you will find yourself in environments where even if the coin goes up, you're getting dumped on by insiders. If the coin goes up, you will have too thin liquidity in order to get out of it. You'll have to jack up the slippage tolerance if you're trading on chain, and you will get absolutely destroyed trying to get out of those coins. So you're going to need to be a little bit more discerning and not listen to that noise of, oh, pick any AI project and you're going to succeed. So let me give you a few rules that I think if you follow in doing your research and in allocating resources, you will be in a place with better odds. Now, there's no way you can guarantee you're not going to take losses. There's no way you can guarantee you're going to make profits. I can't do that. You can't do that. If we could, well, we all probably wouldn't be sitting here. We'd be on a yacht somewhere. The first rule that I would say is, be very wary of projects that were doing something else. So, for example, a project that in 2021 was a metaverse project that is now pivoted to AI and is adding AI to all their stuff. What this is it's desperation to become relevant. You can show from just that, in most cases, that project is not serious. That project is in it for one reason and one reason only, and that is to get token price appreciation or to attract capital investment in their project from venture, from angels, or from private sales, okay? So be very wary of the pivoters. Now, there are some that are adjacent already to AI, so those data marketplace projects, you can argue, okay, that's reasonable, right? They found a good product market fit for a thing that's already relevant to AI. That is the exception to that rule. but be very wary of pivoters, projects that had nothing to do with AI that are now all of a sudden all in on AI. That screams danger to me. Number two, you should be very, very wary of projects that come out of nowhere talking about being the next big AI project, especially ones where you have a bunch of influencers spamming X with it and saying, this is the next 100X play. And you want to be looking for a few things that'll tell you. One, you look at their presence on social media. Oftentimes it will be very recent, or they will have an account that's 10 years old or 7 years old, but there's no tweets on it, right? That tells you they've purchased an account that's supposed to make it look like they've been around for a while. When they haven't been, they deleted all the tweets and now they're kind of coming back and building a brand. Dangerous, right? You may see they're tweeting and they're not getting much engagement, but they have 50,000 followers. Again, alarm bells should be going off. The other one, and this is a personal thing for me, but most of the time I want to see the team on the website, okay? I want to see that there are real people building this project that are willing to put their reputation on the line for this project. If I go to a website, there's no page that talks about the team at all. Red flag, I will not touch it. If I see a team page and it's all anons, or I go and I do some digging and I find these aren't real people or they've stolen images, I do a reverse search on their images and I can't find them, or I find them and it's somebody else's name next to that photo, I'm not touching it. Because nowadays it's too easy to create an anonymous project, get a few influencers in on the gig, pump that project, and then pull the rug and walk away and never come back. And to be honest with you, it sucks that we've gotten there, because I believe pseudonymity and anonymity are a right. But if you're building a project and you want people to invest capital, I think you need to have some way of establishing social proof. Whether that is, you can be anonymous, but you have to have a reputation online. Historical commits on GitHub, previous experience launching a project and succeeding, something. But if you're not having a team on your website, or the team is trying to look like real people and they're not, don't touch it. It's very dangerous. That is sort of archetypal of rug pulls. The third rule would be, make sure that you listen to one simple piece of advice, which is, if you enter a project, plan for when you're going to take profits. Please. I harp on this all the time. I'm sure people are sick of hearing it, but I'm going to keep mentioning it, because I did this in 2021 and I hope I saved a lot of people. I know I saved a lot of people from round tripping their bags. So I'm asking you again, if you invest in something in AI, watch it like a hawk, set targets, and take profits at times that you think make sense. And don't drive too much capital in that you cannot afford to lose, because you're going to get burned on some of these. When you're chasing a hyped narrative like AI, you are going to get burned on some. So be very, very, very cautious about that. Final thing I want to say about AI and crypto: you are very likely going to see an increasing amount of blending of the AI and DePIN narrative, decentralized physical infrastructure narrative. I actually think that a lot of AI projects that are popping up are better classified as DePIN projects, but they're kind of using AI as a way to drive hype. And I get it. That makes a lot of sense for them. I understand. But make sure when you're doing your research, you actually unpack what the project is trying to achieve and whether in the long tail you're more bullish about DePIN than you are specifically just about AI, or if you are really focused on AI and promoting AI safety, creating an economy around AI created content, etc., AI training data, all these things. So there is a difference between the two. So I would ask you to do a little bit of research and a little bit of thinking to yourself about which one you're really the most bullish on, and then make your decisions based on that. So we've covered a lot of ground in this video today. I don't want to belabor the point too much, but the bottom line that I want to get across is that the AI narrative, I maintain, you need to be very careful with. This is not going to be a set it and forget it, walk away, never look at it type of thing to chase. You're going to have to be very active. You're going to have to understand what you're investing in at least a little bit. And Yes, hype is one way to drive profit, and I think lots of people are going to do really, really, really well in the crypto AI narrative, but you need to watch for when the narrative may shift, and you also need to watch for when you hit those targets so you can take profits, because if you look at bull runs of past, especially the metaverse, it's a great one. Everybody, including every enterprise you can think of, was talking about the metaverse. Pretty much no one survived that one. Most of the metaverse projects you saw that were at crazy valuations, 99% losses, or they don't even exist anymore. Most companies aren't talking about it anymore. And there will always be, no matter how good a technology is, an insane hype cycle, and then a coming back down to earth as you realize that it needs more maturation in order to be adopted at scale. So be very cognizant of that, because it will happen even faster and even more viciously in crypto than it does in the broader market around AI in the stock market, for example. So I part with the final word that please go have fun, make some money. That would be great, but just be very, very careful and have a plan going into it so you can protect yourself from the losses when the music stops. Make sure you got a chair in that game of musical chairs and you're not walking away with nothing. So I want to thank you very much for watching or listening to this episode of Crypto Over Coffee. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend. And until next time, cheers.